I don't like how far away you are. You should come closer. I think I know how to do just that. Starting to wrap you up in my tail, honey. Wrapping around one of your ankles and pulling you closer to me. It's easier to get both your legs like this. You were too far from mommy to get any good cuddles. Had to remedy that right away. Already feeling a bit happier with mommy's tail coiling around you, don't you? Safe and snug. My cool scales feel so nice against your warm skin. The heat we've been having makes it almost impossible to get comfortable. It's alright, hon. Share some of that heat with mommy. You'll help warm me right up. I'll help you cool down. It's a win-win. Maybe together we'll make the perfect temperature. Rubbing your legs together. You feel my tail get higher. Wrapping around your knees. Starting to cover your thighs. Aren't you just the cutest? Snuggling into mommy's body. Making yourself all comfy cozy. That's what I like to see. That's what I like to feel. You're doing such a good job, honey. Letting mommy take care of you as my tail continues to snake around your body. Have always welcomed this feeling, haven't you? Beg for it most nights. Turns out mommy is the needy one today, though. I just didn't like being so far away from you. It didn't feel right. I prefer having you in my arms just like this. Letting my tail continue to wrap you up. Adding layer after layer of scale. You feel so squishy in my grasp. Like, if I'm not careful, I could squeeze you too hard. Luckily, with my tail just getting up to your thighs, if I were to squish you right now, you would still be able to breathe. How long is that luxury going to last? Oh, it's all right, honey. I've got you. Mommy's here. So secure as my tail binds you. You can't help but melt into the tightening sensation, can you? Eyes practically fluttering shut in bliss as my tail starts to cover your upper thighs, making its way to your hips. Every so often, you feel my scales shimmy, pressing against your sensitive skin. I can see how you fluster. It's so cute as my tail goes higher. I just adore how easy it is to get a reaction out of you, hon. You're mommy's favorite plaything. Wouldn't want to do this with anyone else. Just you. Mommy loves you. And only you. I don't need anyone else. I mean, how could I? Would they move like you? Would they sound like you? Would they smell like you? The answer's no. They couldn't compare to you, honey. You've set the bar so high. You've just about ruined me for any other human. Don't think another mate would hit the same scratch that you do. You fit into my life like you were always supposed to be here. It feels like all my life I was just waiting for you. No wonder no other Lamia caught my attention. You were always supposed to be my mate. Mommy's tiny, precious mate. So fragile in my grasp, squirming against the scales that bind you tighter. Hips completely covered as my tail begins to wrap around your torso. This is when squeezing gets a bit dangerous. I have to start watching my strength when it comes to something as soft as you. So small and delicate in my grasp. Love watching my human wriggle around like this. Enjoying yourself, aren't you? Mommy just has the best ideas, right? Your voice is music to my ears, hon. Let's see if that enthusiasm is still there as I start to squeeze. Air getting harder and harder to take in. Trying to remain calm. It's okay. Mommy's got you. It's more fun this way as the coiling continues. The panicked expression starts to become evident in your eyes, but you don't freak out. Instead, you put your trust into me. Know that I've got you. That Mommy is always going to take care of you. The loosening of the coils proves that, doesn't it? Oh, it's all right. Take a deep breath for me. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Very good. Now let's do that again. Ready? Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, and hold it. Hold it. Now breathe out. 1, 2, 3. But it's so nice to be able to use your lungs freely. Don't get used to it, honey. You know how much Mommy loves to challenge you. It keeps your mind on more important things. You've always been so easily distracted. The sound of someone outside. My breath against your neck. My voice in your ear. It would be almost too much. But you have Mommy to help take care of you. To make it better, right? You're going to be all right, my mate. You forget. I'm an expert at coiling around you. Even better at turning you into putty in my very hands. If I wasn't, then why are you floundering as I continue to wrap around you? Don't you worry about a thing, hon. Mommy knows exactly what you need better than you do. That's why you're my mate, isn't it? I can predict what you need. That's why when I saw you sitting by yourself, starting to get lonely, well, I decided to wrap you up in my tail. Can't have you getting lonely, hon. Not when I can fix it. See, you're not alone anymore. There's no reason for you to suffer. I'm here. I've got you, honey. Mommy's going to make sure you understand just how important you are. Yes, I am. It would be easier if I could show you yourself from my perspective, but that isn't how this works. I've never been the best with words, but I try to show you through my actions how much I care about you. Even as my tail gets higher, adding another layer to your torso as your arms get added to the mix. I'm watching my pressure, making sure I'm not squeezing too tight. You like when I make it a bit difficult to breathe like this, don't you? Not enough to cut off your airways completely, just enough to make it difficult to remind you of the power that mommy possesses. I'm only gentle because it's you, honey. You think I would treat anyone else this gently? Of course I wouldn't. You get special treatment because you are, get ready for this one, special to me. I love you. There's always going to be a part of me that is yours. You've crawled your way into my heart and made a U-sized hole in it. I don't want you to ever hurt again. I don't want you to feel awful or go through any pain. Just want to keep you safe and protected and loved. Want you to stay mommy's forever. You don't need anyone else but me, honey. It's all right. I've got you. I'm always going to take care of you. You can't push me away. I'm just going to come back slithering. I care about you too deeply. There's nothing you could do. There's nothing you could say that would make me want to leave. You're the most amazing human I've ever met, and I've met quite a few. All of them are particularly nasty. But you almost give the whole species a good name. You're so sweet. Tail starting to coil over your chest and shoulders. Almost completely surrounded by me. I just know you're happy to be covered by mommy's tail. How does that make you feel, my mate? Protected, adored, doted on. Those are all words I would use to describe how I treat you. Don't even like people looking at you a certain way. It's like they should know that you're already spoken for. Tail coiling comes to a stop as your neck joins the rest of your body. It leaves only your head poking out. So much more fun to squeeze like this. Watch the frantic look appear for a split second before you relax, remembering who has you. You're always safe with me, hon. Mommy's not going to hurt you. I could never do that to the one I love most in this world. If anything were to happen to you, I would go to the ends of this plane and the next to get revenge. They would have to tear you out of my cold, dead hands to get to you. I love you more than words can say. You're my world. My everything. It's a privilege to take care of you, to comfort you. I could never get sick of someone so perfect. Happily settling into my tail. Can feel your fragility inside my coils. Squishy skin being massaged by my scales as the squeezing lessens. Letting air back into your lungs. Not that it scares you. None of this does. You trust me, don't you? With every fiber of your being, you know that Mommy is devoted to you. My precious mates, I would do anything to see you smile, to hear you laugh. Of course, I'm going to cuddle my coils around you if I think you're starting to feel a bit lonely. And if Mommy was wanting an excuse to touch you, then it's a win-win. You know I'm always going to find a reason to touch you, be near you, show you off. It's just what you do when you're proud of your mates. I'm just happy you feel the same way about me. That you enjoy the attention and love being spoiled. Just get to relax and be yourself around Mommy, don't you? I wouldn't want you to be anyone else. This is who I fell in love with. This is who makes me laugh. This is who I wake up cuddled with. You're perfect, just the way you are. There's nothing you need to change because I could see your sparkle from miles away. I knew you were special the moment we met. There was some sort of a connection, a spark. And I can't explain it, but I know you felt it too. It's why I felt comfortable revealing I was a Lamia to you. Your reaction of not being freaked out only solidified to me that you were always supposed to be my mate. You're everything I've always wanted. You're kind, considerate, have a great sense of humor. And did I forget to mention you're really hot? They say looks aren't everything, but they certainly help. What I'm trying to say is that you're the only one that I want. Mommy loves you and only you. Understand? God, I can't get enough of you. It's not too much attention, is it? Well, I remember you telling me that sometimes too much attention was a bad thing, so I didn't want to go overboard. And I just can't help myself around you. The way you fit inside my coils, how your soft skin feels against my rough scales. How warm your body is compared to how cold mine is. We're complete and total opposites, and yet somehow we fit together perfectly. my mate, who didn't even realize it. Too distracted by the tightening of my tail as the air gets harder to breathe. Are you even listening? Mommy has to keep you on your toes, doesn't she? The way you make me feel. I didn't even know it was possible to get butterflies in your stomach at my age. I thought I had grown out of that. It doesn't matter how long we've been together. Getting to hold you like this, it just feels right. Like, this is what I should be doing all day instead of being productive. You agree, don't you? So then it's decided. We aren't going to have a productive day, and instead, we're just going to be cuddled and coiled up together like this. It's not like there's anything we need to get done today. It's too hot, too humid, it's too much. We're going to regulate our temperatures like this. Your heat, my lack of body heat, it'll be perfect. Mommy knows best, doesn't she? If you're implying that this is just an excuse to keep holding you, then you are 100% correct. I told you, you aren't getting rid of me easily. I warned you that there is nothing you could do or say that would make me want to leave you. It was a threat more than a promise, honey. You're so cute. Mommy's fragile human, wrapped up all snugly in my tail. Completely covered in layers of coiling, with only your cute head poking out the top. So safe, so secure, so loved. This is your happy place, isn't it? Good, because it's mommy's too.